Hello, everyone. I'm Virginia Henry, and right now I'm here with Preston Pugmire. He is a local from right here in Rexburg, and he is going to be speaking at this Saturday's TEDx event. So first of all, I guess my first question is for you to tell us a little bit about yourself and the message that you're going to be sharing at TEDx.
Dude, thank you so much. My name is Preston Pugmire. I'm from Rexburg, Idaho. I am a podcaster and life coach for entrepreneurs, and I just I love speaking to crowds. I love speaking to on stages. I do that. I run a podcast, but I also talk at corporate events and leadership events all over. I do keynote speeches and I do podcasting and stuff. My message is mindset is more important than strategy. That's my whole message. That's my talk. That's everything about it. It's how to accomplish your goals by getting your mindset in the right place before you start to take the steps.
Gotcha. That's super intriguing, especially I read your bio on the TEDx website, and it said that you started out as a musician before you got into podcasting and speaking, and that's how you came to this realization of mindset over strategy. Do you still like play music anymore, or has this leadership role kind of taken over your passion?
So, well, I mean, I still have a passion for music, but it's not how I make my money anymore. So what I did is I created a like a successful business as a performing musician in all around the country, universities and colleges. I have performed on or spoken on over 1,300 stages, and you know, I was, you know, a long time ago, I was doing the music thing, and I was like doing a hustle and grind and trying to make things happen with it, and things weren't just working. And then I know that it sounds kind of magic, but I have some specific things that I talk about in the TED Talk where I go over these specific steps about things that I did to get my mindset in the right place so that it ended up being successful. And it wasn't until I did that that I saw success. And then I was able to travel all over the country and make a lot of money and play music all over the place and have a create and design my ideal life, right? And then through a series of events and intentional decisions that included shifting out of music and being more of a messenger for these type of messages, but also having children and just intentionally doing things to step out of traveling so much, I created another business where I do mindset coaching for entrepreneurs because I've created a successful business twice now with the music and then also with my coaching business and stuff like that. And so I'm all in on this concept of mindset is more important than strategy. Not mindset is like instead of strategy, but just it's more important. It's your first step. You got to do that first. That's the before.
Right. It sounds like a lot. I'm sure a lot of young, aspiring students are going to be really interested in your talk because it sounds like you're going to hopefully give them a lot of great advice that they can use to jumpstart their careers, especially since this is such a huge college town here in Rexburg.
Yeah.
Also, just out of curiosity, what kind of music did you play?
I played acoustic pop music, kind of in the style of like Ed Sheeran stuff. That's what I did when I was touring around back in 2010, 2011, 12. That time frame is when I was really going. I mean, me and my wife were touring 10 months out of the year. Like, we were gone 10 months out of the year just traveling. And I played, you know, like I said, over 1,300 shows in 46 different states. And I've just seen the entire country. And it was just really, really cool. But I was doing Ed Sheeran-style stuff.
Yeah, for those, I guess, students who are super into music and that type of a thing, what kind of advice would you give them? Obviously, we don't want to give anything away from your TED Talk, but those who have idolized, I guess, that lifestyle of being a musician, is there anything that any like realizations you came to because you were on the road so much that maybe some people need to hear?
That is a really interesting question. I know we're talking a lot about music and stuff and being a touring musician. I have a really different way of looking at music now. And if somebody is going to get into music right now, what I would tell them is the music landscape is 100% different than it used to be. It is so different. iTunes, Spotify, YouTube, that has completely shifted the way that people consume music, the way that people consume just content in general. And so if you're going to be a musician, it used to be that you would go out and tour and then get a fan base that way. And that is no longer the way to do it. And so I would say focus on the things that you got to go to where the people are. And right now they're on YouTube and Spotify. And so it's about creating content that will appeal to people, but also going to where they are. And I don't know, whatever. It's a whole different conversation about getting into music. Bottom line, I'll say this. If you want to be a musician, prepare to do things completely differently than you thought they were supposed to be done. When I got into college and university touring, that was one of the furthest things from my mind as a possibility, and because I thought that there was this way that things had to be done. I think in any industry, whatever you're in, whatever that looks like, whatever you're currently doing, whatever you want to be, whatever you want to do for a career, I think that you got to make sure that you're open to things looking different. Because one of the things that I did was to open my mind to things looking completely different. And only then was I able to see the path of going to college and university touring, because nobody knew who I was, but I was making money and supporting my family and playing music. But people weren't buying tickets to see me. People were, universities have these budgets for entertainment, and it just so happens that I tapped into that. So if you're able to find a niche, I would say niche down, and in any industry, niche down and look, be open to things looking completely differently than you thought. And that's one of the things. But I don't give advice to musicians a lot anymore because it's very different than it used to be.
Right. And you're more focused on kind of having that motivational or inspirational speaking for people of all different career bases and just for life in general.
Yeah, I mean, I work with people who own CrossFit gyms. I work with people who are children's authors, who work at network marketing companies, people who run online clothing boutiques. I work with all sorts of different people, but it's all about being a creative, entrepreneurial spirit. And there are specific mindset things to do within the context of entrepreneurship that I think are indispensable.
So along with you saying you have to be prepared to look at things differently than you were expecting, did you ever expect to give a TED Talk, or was this something that you planned for, or how did you come into this, I guess?
Short answer is yes. I created this opportunity and possibility by setting myself up to be in a position where it would totally make sense. Like the organizers of this TEDx Rexburg event, they accepted, applications and stuff, but one of the, they kind of came to me on this one. I've been doing keynote speaking for several years now, and I speak at corporations and stuff all over the place and at leadership events. And so I kind of, through social media, I talked about all the things that I did, all the things that I am doing, and things that were my goals. And so I really feel like I put myself in a position to where this would be something that it would just make sense. And yeah, I really wanted to do this. I really, ever since I knew that TEDx was a thing in Rexburg, I was like, dude, I got to be involved in that. What can I do to get myself ready for that? Because straight up, it's really intense. Like, there are specific things that you got to do to get your talk right, to get your mindset right around it, the preparation and things like that. But it's been a really fun experience. but I also put myself in a position where I was ready to do that. Like, I wasn't ready to do this specific thing, you know, 2 years ago when I thought about doing it. And then I got myself in a position where I was.
What is your favorite thing about being able to speak publicly and to audiences, whether it is through an event like this, like TEDx, or through keynote speaking?
Connection with the audience. I mean, that's the thing that is kind of a thread with all the things that I've done, whether it's music, whether it's, you know, mindset, life coaching, or public speaking. Everything comes down to a connection. You have to be able to connect with somebody emotionally with a melody or lyrics when you're playing music on stage, or else you lose the audience. And when you're speaking, same thing. You have to connect with an idea. You have to connect with an energy. And then when you're coaching people, and when I'm talking to people about their business and about their mindset, you have to connect with their why, the reason they're doing things. And you have to speak to what their limiting beliefs are. And that includes being willing to create a connection, to open a space where they are able to create a connection that would allow them to be vulnerable so that they can open themselves up. And so all of it comes down to real connection with people, not just superficial.
Right. And how have you been able to, I guess, has this been able to change you in any way, having these constant connections with audiences, since that's what you do now for a living?
Has that changed me? Is that your question?
Yeah. How's that impacted you? Has that changed your perspective in any way?
Gosh.
Or
so much. It's changed everything for me, because when I began this journey, it comes down to perspective. Because in order to connect with somebody, you have to be able to look at things from their perspective. And that requires me to get out of my own kind of like mindset, the bubble that I think, my own thought process, my own identities, my own beliefs, my own processes of approaching life. And in order to connect with somebody, I have to be able to create a space where they feel heard, where they feel listened to. And so the biggest thing for me has been deciding that I'm not right about everything, you know. And when I just kind of let that go, that egoic thinking about I need to be right about everything, then I was able to create a real connection with people. And that has been completely life-changing in every way, because now I have the option of looking at things from very, very different perspectives.
I can't imagine what that would be like. That sounds so enlightening, and that's amazing that you've been able to have that experience. I guess my last question would be, why should people come to TEDx?
The thing about TEDx Rexburg is, these kind of things, you can experience them on YouTube, and it's great. But like, when you're in person, there's an energy in the room. There just is an energy in the room. It's the difference between going to a movie in a theater versus watching it on your phone. It's the difference between listening to an album on MP3 on your phone versus going to an actual concert. Like, it's so cool that we have this in our town. And the TED brand and the TEDx brand is just a phenomenal thing to be a part of. And there are so many good speakers. I've watched the rehearsals for all of these speakers, because we've done several rehearsals with everybody together, and we do feedback and stuff like that for all different talks. And there are some really great ideas, concepts, stories, things that you really deserve to take into your life. Like, you're talking about getting that perspective, this is a really good way to get that perspective, by being in the room, by listening to, feeling other people's energy as they're telling their stories and sharing their ideas. And I mean, how often do you get to like go do something that's like at this level. It's really, really cool. You just got to go be a part of it, man. It's happening here. So just go do it. People in this town complain about there's nothing to do. Dude, this is happening. Go do it. Go be a part of it.
Yeah, absolutely. I've heard that so many times that there's nothing to do in Rexburg. And just a reminder for all of our listeners is that it's this Saturday, the 12th, starting at 6 at the Romance Theater. And it's $25 a person. But you also get, I believe, like a t-shirt and refreshments. And so it sounds like regardless of the amazing speakers, that'll be cool too. So,
oh, it's a whole production. The people that put this on are legit. Like, they do a lot of work to to really put it on, and it's a production. Like, it's not like anything you've ever been to before. It really isn't. And you do get a shirt, you get all the swag, you get all that stuff, but everything about it is just really cool. And the tickets are available at TEDxRexburg.com. TEDxRexburg.com. And go get tickets. Just do it right now. I'm going.
Yeah. I think I'm going to go too. It sounds like it's going to be super inspiring. I'm super excited. Thank you so much for joining me, Preston, and answering my questions and giving us a little bit more background about you and why you want to share this and all the experiences you've had. We really appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, no problem. And good luck on Saturday.
Oh, I'm stoked.